Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Southminster's Facets of Southminster podcast, where we're celebrating good things around Southminster as part of our lead up to our stewardship campaign. We're so glad you're here listening to us, and I'm glad to have Glenda sitting down with me. Glenda is a longtime member here at Southminster, and she's going to talk about our presby groups. Welcome, Glenda. Good to have you here.
Well, thank you, Steve. I am going to talk about the presby pair groups that we have. I first heard about the groups when we joined the church. And after we joined the church, someone came up and asked us to be in one of the presby pair groups. So we decided after talking that it would be a good way to meet some of the other people in the church. We found out that the purpose was to promote Christian fellowship.
Yeah.
And that sounded fine. We were delighted to join. Each chapter is responsible for their own financial. There were 11 chapters at the time that we joined. I'm not sure how many there are.
I think there's four or five that are still in existence.
Okay, thank you. Since the chapter programs were to be in the homes, they suggested that no more than 12 couples be admitted.
Yep, that's not a large presby group.
That is, and not all of them are that large, but ours is. We usually have a full membership. It's up to the host couple as far as what they want to do, planning the program or events. Right. Some of the chapters are lean one way and others lean another way. Ours happens to go to concerts or plays or movies or whatever's happening at the time.
Group, it's the Lambda group, right?
Our group is Lambda
and
group.
And do you get together once a month or is it every other week? How does it work out?
It depends on what's happening. Yeah. Like, you know, Labor Day, we went over to NCR Country Club and watched the fireworks. So sometimes it's a holiday celebration, sometimes it's something else. But whatever the host wants to do, we kind of do. So I'm pleased that our group is a good, caring group of people, and we have a lot of fun together. And it's nice, I think, when the presby pairs were first brought, it was, if you were new in the church, but you belonged to the presby pair group, when you went into the church, you knew someone.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a bonding type thing. I would recommend that anyone that is asked to join to find their right group to join. Some people like sports, others like museums. So it kind of depends on personality.
Right. And what the kind of the nature of those different groups are.
Yes. So I would suggest that everyone look into joining a group if asked. Our chapter is always doing something.
My impression of those who are in a presby group is that that presby group becomes face of Southminster. That becomes really the first level community that you engage with, that you're committed to, and that's where the grace of God is shown peer to peer. I guess that's where the name comes from, right? Presby peer groups. So
it's true.
I like that the presby peer groups, they exist as sort of an underground good thing that exists here. And I'm so happy when new members of Southminster are invited and find their way into the presby peer groups. Thanks, Glenda.
Thank you.
For sharing with us your excitement for the presby groups.
Thank you.
Your Southminster legacy, remembering what matters to